We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Yud Zayin in the Zel Yumin edition. We were learning about the mitzvah of making a chatan and kala happy. And in some communities, they make a group that's responsible for this, a committee, and they're called the committee of helping a kala get to chuppah. Their job is to help fund those that need funding, orphans, to get married. Or sometimes a person's not an orphan, they have parents, but they can't afford to help them. And aside from the great importance this committee has, that they bring Jewish girls into chuppah to get married, and they ensure that these girls don't end up on the street doing improper things. Aside from that, they're doing a tremendous kindness for the parents. Parents whose children come of age and they don't get married, night and day they're worried over their kids. Then and the poor parents have no way of helping the kids. And here I want to tell you guys something. I've had this conversation numerous times with Chozrim B'Tshuva. Unfortunately, people don't take this seriously. You have a daughter, she comes of age, help her get married. Don't wait around and see what happens. Hey, and if she's not prepared for getting married, then help her get prepared for getting married. This should be part of the education you give your girls as they're growing up, that their job is to get married, it's part of life. Yes, they want to develop a career, fine. They have to build a family. They have a responsibility to get married and build a family. You have a girl who reaches 18, 19, and then she's going looking for the career, and then she's doing a million other things between 19 and 25. Who knows where she'll end up at 25? You know, the world's a complicated place to navigate. A person's supposed to be married as they navigate the world. It keeps us in the right place doing the right things. So a person shouldn't wait till things explode in their face. Chazal say, you're smart, get your kids married young. Help them build their lives together. And that's one of the tips I tell people. Don't spend all your money on tzedakah. You have extra money, so buy a house. When your child will want to get married, you'll have a house to give them. If not to live in, to rent out as a source of income. Helping your kids is also an important type of charity. You know, past age 6, you could ask kids to help in things that would help fund their needs. And we don't. We take care of our kids till they're standing on their own 2 feet. That's a type of charity, that we help our kids. We're responsible. We have to help them. We have to educate them. Well, you know what? We should also try to have money to help them get on their own 2 feet. Now, you don't have to help the neighbor marry off his daughter if you're not going to be able to help your own daughter get married. You got to make sure your own daughter can get married and your own son can get married. And we have to focus the way we develop our assets in that direction. So, coming back to here, he's saying when we help other people, that's a huge chesed. And the one who pays back will pay them for all the good that they're accomplishing. As we explained earlier, that God pays back dividends, not only on the action, but also on the effects of the action. Very often we do a good action, a good deed, and it develops many, many other good deeds, and that's all encompassed in what we're going to get paid back for.